USA News. I'm Jeremy Scott. Another foot of snow could fall in western New York, where officials are urging everyone to stay home and off the roads. Governor Kathy Hochul says more than 550 people have been rescued throughout the weather event, with more than two dozen deaths reported.
Our hearts are breaking for them, and we'll be there to support their families and get them through this, but also the people who are the ones who find their loved ones.
She says more help is on the way. After a phone call with President Biden, she tweeted that the president promised to approve her disaster declaration after a historic winter storm smacked the western part of the state, taking the lives of 25 people in Buffalo. Meanwhile, crooks took advantage of the empty streets where snow and blizzard conditions made roads impassable.
New York State Police confirmed they were responding to claims across social media about looting across the city. Looters have ransacked stores that were closed during the devastating Christmas storm that left at least 50 dead across the USA and millions without power.
Victoria Idoni reporting. Meanwhile, thousands lost power in the Pacific Northwest, but not because of the weather.
Multiple power substations were vandalized in and around Tacoma, Washington on Sunday. Electricity was lost to more than 14,000 customers, police say. It was not clear if there was a motive or if these were coordinated targets. No suspects were taken into custody, according to Fox News. This comes after two electrical substations were hit by gunfire in North Carolina earlier this month, causing tens of thousands of customers to lose power. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Preparations are underway for the ball drop in Times Square. Nearly 200 new Waterford Crystal Triangles are being installed. They'll form a circle of overlapping hearts for the year's design called Gift of Love. The ball weighs just over 11,800 pounds. As far as that New Year's Eve forecast, rain expected when the ball drops at midnight. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
If you want to return some of those unwanted Christmas gifts, the Better Business Bureau is out with a list of suggestions to take the stress out of the return process. They recommend finding out the store's return policy before heading there and bring a gift receipt if you have one. Also ask about a restocking fee, which can be up to 25% of the purchase price for some items. Also, time your returns for when a business isn't likely to be crowded so you can avoid unnecessary stress. $565 million could certainly help someone be less stressful. That is the jackpot for Tuesday's Mega Millions. There was no winner of all six numbers in Friday night's drawing. The cash option, by the way, $294 million. If you are thinking of relocating, maybe with your winnings from the Mega Millions, consider this.
The San Jose suburb of Sunnyvale, California, tops the list compiled by the financial advice site Smart Asset. The list computes data from 13 categories like personal finances, marriage rates, crime, and poverty. Number two, Arlington, Virginia, just across the Potomac River from Washington, D.C. Coming in third, the Seattle suburb of Bellevue, Washington. Two suburbs of Dallas also make the top 10, Frisco and Plano. At the bottom of the list of 165 cities, Birmingham, Alabama, just below Newark, New Jersey, and Memphis, Tennessee. I'm Richard Johnson.
The Way of the Water makes big waves at the box office. The follow-up to James Cameron's 2009 blockbuster earned $56 million in its second weekend in the U.S. and Canada. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
My Pillow is excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock. Last Christmas, you made them the number one selling My Pillow product, and now they've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And now they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. Use promo code USA to save $90 on the original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair.